It seems like every school has a teacher of the year. Our next guest got something like that just a few days ago, even though he stopped teaching full-time 3 years ago. But Don Crossfield taught a lot of students and made a lot of friends in 39 years of teaching full-time at Roseburg High School. He's been substitute teaching since his retirement in 2012. And for his efforts, he just took home the Oscar Schaff Award from the Oregon Council of Teachers of Mathematics, or OCTM. One of his former students, herself a math teacher now, nominated Mr. Crossfield for the honor. Let's say hello first to Don Crossfield. Thank you for joining us today on The Exchange.
Hello, Jeff. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Glad to have you here. And Chloe Ruffin is the former student, current math teacher, and nominator. Welcome to you, Chloe.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So, Don, first of all, did you think you'd go on for 39 years at the same school?
Wow. I didn't think that would be your first question. Let me think on that. I knew I enjoyed teaching, and I knew I enjoyed Roseburg High School. I didn't give any thought to how long it would be. I just knew that I kept enjoying it.
And it did indeed for 39 years and then the 3 years since that time. You have said, I understand, that you're not a teacher of math. What do you mean by that?
I mean that I'm a teacher of students. And there's a whole lot that our community, our society, kind of expects and hopes that we will teach that really aren't how do you solve this particular kind of equation, but work ethic and kindness and respect and all the things that just glue society together are really kind of central to what we're teaching. And then math is just the valley, the vehicle that I got to use to do it, but teaching students instead of a particular subject matter.
Making good human beings, not just people who are good at math.
Yeah. And at some time, Chloe, you know, I'm gonna mention that servant leaders program that you're doing at your school, because that's exactly what that's about.
Well, let's go to Chloe Ruffin. Tell us about where you teach now.
So I teach in Newport, Oregon. I teach middle school math at Newport Middle School. So I also, like Don said, though, I teach a servant leadership class, which really hits what he was talking about, you know, teaching students to be mindful of who they are and to make the world about others, not about themselves.
And is it math you teach, too?
Yes.
And how long ago, well, I'm trying not to date you here, but it's been a while since you had Mr. Crossfield, let's put it that way. How inspirational was he as a teacher?
He was the most inspirational teacher I ever had. The first day I stepped into his classroom, my whole thought on learning and life and math just totally changed. He made it all about learning and making connections and being excited and looking for patterns. He made math just the best subject in the world. So the most inspirational teacher I've had.
Before that time, Chloe, was math a subject you liked or cared much for in any way or paid much attention to?
I did. Math was always my favorite subject, but he taught me not just to like getting the right answer and how quickly I could do so, but to really start to explore it as a subject that has so many different avenues, and it's not just a black and white subject like people say. There's a lot to it that you can kind of think deeply about it. So that's where he kind of drove me to even like it even more.
All right, so Don, it sounds like Chloe's eyes went roar on day one. I mean, what kinds of things do you say to your students on the first day of a school year?
Oh, yikes. Let's see. First day. I try to give them some things to think about, try and generate discussion from them so they realize it's not going to be just me on the stage saying stuff. And once we get used to talking about stuff, if I have been able to find a topic where we're not all going to think alike about it, then a cool first day is to find out that we all are bringing some knowledge and different knowledge to the table. So that feels, that's a goal for a first day.
So in other words, you let the students acknowledge the fact that they actually did bring something into the classroom in their brains already?
Oh, yeah. That's important for them to, if they don't already realize it, to know that their first 14, 15 years of life, they've been accumulating lots and lots of good ideas. And if I can help them to share those ideas with each other and to marshal them into some more concrete thoughts, then then they realize that they're actually pretty smart people.
The subject matter you taught, I mean, was it pretty much the advanced math? I mean, we're talking like up to calculus, or did you do basic algebra or everything?
Yes.
Yes, all of it.
In 39 years, you teach the whole range.
The reason I ask is because I know you're going to get a couple of students who come in there just all like, oh, come on, math is boring. It's stupid. Why am I ever going to need this stuff? I've heard a bunch of times, even in my own household. So what are your responses to things like, I'm never going to need this?
Let's see, what are my responses that I tell them, or what are my responses that I kind of secretly think in my head?
Let's do those in order. Let's what you tell them,
okay.
And then what you think.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to go with in my head. In my head, I'm first thinking, well, if you don't learn it, it's a fact that you will not use it. If you do learn it, then at least we've opened up the possibility that you might recognize it later and be able to use it. What I would say to them is, give me a chance. I'm an old guy, which means I've been doing this a long time, and I have heard people before you say that, and at the end of the course, they're not always still saying that. So I hear you talking, and I respect what you're saying, but give me a chance to see if I can change your mind.
Don Crossfield is one of our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, a mostly retired math teacher from Roseburg High School, spent 39 years there, been substitute teaching since he retired 3 years ago, just recently won the Oscar Schaaf Award from the Oregon Council of Teachers of Mathematics. And Chloe Ruffin, one of his former students, she's currently a math teacher herself in Newport, Oregon, is also with us on the line. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So, Chloe, I'm curious to know how you start the first day of school. How do you get to know your students and try to figure out what they bring in their brains before you start trying to put new stuff in?
So I really spend the first day of my class. I've only been teaching for 3 years, so I'm still perfecting that first day, but I spend it getting to know them, just getting to know their names, getting to know their interests, what kind of things they did over the summer, who they are as learners, the kind of, you know, attitude they have towards math. I always ask kids, so do you like math, do you not? Do you think you're good at it? I kind of ask those questions just so I can get a feeling for them, because I really feel like to get to teach students, you have to have buy-in with them, and they have to know that you care about them and that you know them more than just a student. And that's exactly what Don did too. The first day, he said, "I will know all of my students' names within 2 days," and he did it. And that just it had so much weight. And so I really think that getting to know your students the first day is the most important thing, because you're going to be with them for a long time, and they're going to be teaching you as well. So.
Don, there are those of us who can meet two people a day and forget their names by the end of the day. What's your secret to success there?
Well, part of my secret, I don't know, is to put pressure on myself. I wouldn't say that the first day to impress them with my memory skills, but to go, oh, man, now look at the hole I've dug myself. I would take home their pictures and their names and arrange them on the floor in the living room and kind of move them around and see if I could match them and, you know, just the kinds of things that you're doing, like if you're going to learn a foreign language, and then just try and say a few each day. The trick is to put pressure on yourself, and then you've set a bar, and doggone it, now you got to do it.
Uh-huh. It sounds almost like flashcards with the students' faces, which prompts the question: Who lit the educational fire under you, Don? Who was the teacher who inspired you when you were learning? And you haven't stopped learning. I recognize that.
Well, right. Thank you. My parents are both teachers, and my father was a chemistry teacher in high school for several years, and then he transitioned to the community college and taught there for a bunch of years. And my mother was a first grade teacher for a lot of years. So I grew up watching. It was not a surprise to me that teaching is not an 8-hour gig daily. It's something you do at school, and then you come home and you talk about it at dinner and you work on it later that night. So I watched them do a marvelous job. I don't think they want me to tell you about the awards that they've received, but
go ahead.
I watched their work ethic.
Mm-hmm. So they won home, brought home some awards as well.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about Chloe Ruffin. Tell us about the Oscar Schaaf Award that you nominated Don Crossfield for.
So the Oscar Schaaf Award is an award for excellent teachers in secondary mathematics, so middle school, high school, and you really have to show a passion for math. You have to show that you kind of go above and beyond, and that you're learning yourself. You have to show that you really teach your students in a fun and engaging way, and that you kind of do whatever it takes to literally be the best teacher you can for your kids. And as soon as I heard about it, I said, he needs to get this award. And so I wrote my nomination letter, and I was so glad to hear it. It was just a beautiful moment in my life to know that I get to reward someone who's given me so much.
Don, I have to believe you've won a few awards before, but how did this one strike you?
This is overwhelming. This is for a couple reasons. One, it's not given by just some organization out there that found my name. It was given to me by peers, and math teachers know what goes into being a math teacher. And to be nominated by a former student who has gone into math and is doing a marvelous job in teaching math, you know, that's especially heartwarming.
We're talking to Don Crossfield, the winner of the Oscar Schaaf Award from the Oregon Council of Teachers of Mathematics, retired full-time from teaching 3 years ago at Roseburg High School. Chloe Ruffin was one of his students. She's now been teaching 3 years herself at Newport Middle School at the moment. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Ryan in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with our guests.
Well, thank you to the three of you. Thank you, Jeffrey, for bringing these two truly excellent educators to the table for the day, the conversation. You've made my day. I lead an after-school math and science program for underrepresented youth at Oregon State University called the SMILE program. And one of the things that we're trying to capture is the narrative and the stories of just, you know, those really powerful transformative experiences that educators convene for their students. And I love this conversation because I really appreciate Don's comment about not teaching math, but teaching young people, teaching students, teaching emerging adults, teaching skills that will matter in every venue that they ever enter. And yes, math is absolutely essential and foundational for all learners to have under their belt. And it is a trick or a task or whatever to sometimes to find that person who by the time they see you have been turned off to mathematics. So I commend Chloe to reaching young people at the middle school, and I hope that this kind of work continues. And other than that, thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Any thoughts, Don or Chloe?
Well, I thank you, too. Everyone always says, why, you're teaching middle school? You're crazy. And yes, I am crazy, but I really think that it's such a, like you said, such formative years where students have, you know, have been okay at math in middle school or in elementary school, and they felt, you know, successful. But middle school gets really tough, and it's really easy for them to just feel down about themselves or feel like they can't do it. And so I want to be there for those kids to tell them that they can and that, you know, they have so much to prove for themselves, and that, you know, they're going to just be great people and show the world all that they can do. And that's why I picked middle school.
We have another call here from Bill in Roseburg. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Don Crossfield and Chloe Ruffin.
Thank you for taking the call. This is Bill in Roseburg. I was a substitute teacher in a math class at Roseburg and was having difficulty with the advanced classes, and Don agreed to come out of retirement to help me finished that week, and as I sat in the classroom watching him work with the youngsters, I thought, my golly, this is Baryshnikov. This man has far more skills than simply teaching math. Of course, since I taught for many years in Douglas County, and I knew his reputation. I taught in a different school district. To get a chance to watch him for those several days, he's truly gifted, but not merely in his content, his interpersonal skills, and how he can field questions and almost read the child's mind in terms of why is that youngster having trouble? How can I best explain and unravel the knot that he's got in his mind about the math issue? Mm-hmm. Just a wonderful thing to watch.
Wow. Thanks for the testimony. I appreciate that, Bill. And Don, I'm trying to figure out the skills that came to play in here. I mean, it sounds like more of the work was really about figuring out the kids than about having them figure out the math.
I'm still stunned. We're taping this, right? So I can listen to all that cool stuff Bill said?
Yes, you can.
Sweet. Okay, so now, the question was more how all teachers who've taught for a long time know that each year that you grow and try things and toss the things that were disasters and keep the things that have a hint of promise, you gradually start hearing more about what the student is saying and thinking and fearing, and those are the root things. So if you can kind of get at those,
that's the big stuff right there.
Yeah.
Let me ask about the changes over the years. I mean, I think I did the math and figured out you started teaching about 1973. So honestly, your teaching at Roseburg High School coincided with my first year in high school as well. And man, the schools are a very different place these days. And just what was the biggest change that you observed over those 39 years full time, Don?
Well, society is changing. I'm sure society has been changing long before you or I were born, but there are fewer of the what you'd call the nuclear families. There are more families that are needing support, and so at least my experience is that there are more students nowadays who are just fragile, and they aren't ready to take three big steps forward proudly, confidently, listening to what you have to say. You kind of have to coax them into realizing, maybe for the first time, that they've got some potential and skills that just haven't been nurtured as much because they've been concentrating on surviving.
Wow, so much of this sounds like it's about learning about yourself in addition to learning the subject matter. I see that in addition to the Oscar Schaaf Award, you have another a momentous thing coming up. Married 40 years in 3 days, is that right?
Yes, that's a proud achievement. All right. Probably more for my wife than me, because she's had to be married to me.
Don Crossfield retired from teaching full-time 3 years ago at Roseburg High School. Chloe Ruffin was one of his students. She nominated him for the award. Thank you both for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.